Core tips. Total spinal anesthesia secondary to PVP rarely occurs. In our case, we encountered this phenomenon when performing PVP under local anesthesia. Fortunately, with our prompt interventions, patient received a satisfactory outcome. To our experience, it is fundamentally important, therefore, that an ECG monitoring, oxygen inhalation, intravenous cannula set prior to surgery. Regular tracking of motor activity and a meticulous imaging monitoring with slower pushing of anesthetic drugs, etc., should be highly recommended.